But right now, you've heard of the term orbis, right? Latin for sphere or the world. But have you heard of Orbispace? Orbispace is a new tech startup that blends physical and digital realms using VR games. Soon, gamers will be able to use your time playing games to actually impact global communities in real time. It's really cool stuff, and last Friday, the new tech startup Orbispace demoed their work in the Making It TEDx in Sydney. And now we're about to have a chat with founder Anna Grace Millward. Anna, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, thanks for having me on the radio.
So for those who haven't actually heard of Orbispace, could you tell us a little bit about how it works and what it is?
Yeah, so Orbispace is an immersive virtual platform that allows you to work, learn and play and see the time and money that you invest online turn into positive real-world outcomes for refugees.
And how does it do that?
Yeah, so basically we've got a kind of cyclical arrangement between users and the private sector and the refugee space. So if you're a day-to-day user, you can play online via your mobile phone or a VR headset, and you get to interact with refugees in gamified environments. What we do is we actually brand that environment so that everything in there, all the virtual objects, are directly linked to real-world brands and objects. So imagine if you're playing, say, a soccer experience with a soccer ball, that soccer ball would be branded with a Nike tick. We could take then marketing and social corporate responsibility funds from Nike so that when you win that prize in a virtual game, you get to see a real refugee child receive a real soccer ball on the other end.
It's such a cool idea. And so what are some of the, rewards other than perhaps a soccer ball?
So one of the major prototypes that we're working on is actually one to assist with the water crisis that's facing people in Jordan, particularly in refugee camps. In this user experience, you're able to game to assist with that crisis. So the real world outcome from that is air to water machines that would be delivered to the refugee space. This is a really interesting new technology where the machine basically takes air and it uses a condensation process to turn that into clean drinking water. So by solving particular challenges in our virtual environment, you're raising a type of virtual currency that pays for these water machines to get delivered on the other end.
And so you guys had a demo at TEDx last Friday. How did that go?
Yeah, that was really interesting. It was kind of manic because the crowd is so big. And I think we're still waiting for VR headsets to get a lot smaller and lighter. And obviously, once we get more funding, we can have more of them so we can have more people coming through at once. But the most interesting part was the user experience side of it, just getting to see people's reactions and see how it kind of, I guess, went down for different crowds and different age groups was really, really interesting.
And so you mentioned the game isn't quite available yet. How can people participate in terms of getting it up and going?
So at the moment, we've already started a YouTube channel just recently that allows people to follow along with the whole process, how we'll be making this, what challenges we'll be facing, as well as our Instagram account. We're being completely transparent and practicing something that's called co-creation, meaning that we actually want our audience and our potential users to drive kind of our goals and values and to also let us know what they think about what we're creating as we go along. So through those platforms, you can hear about our different community outreach events, which is everything from expert panels that we stream live to India, to our communities in India and across the world, to meetups and demos and user testing. So orbispace.com.au is our website, and you can find our Orbispace channel on YouTube as well and Insta.
We'll pop all the links up on the podcast. Anna, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Great, thanks for having me on the radio.
That was Anna Grace Millward from Orbispace. As I said, all the links to help that one get up and going are going to be up on our podcast. We'll put that at 2ser.com. You can visit after the show. It's the place to be for anything, of course, you did miss out on this morning.